Here is James Jimmy Devin's biography. I was born in Valdez and have lived here all my life. I went to school here, including college, and I intend to stay here. I work currently as a broadcast journalist. I've worn many hats here in Valdez, from a handyman to a camp counselor, a business manager to a charity organizer, and many more. My interest in city government was sparked by my observation of the housing and economic conditions in Valdez when I first ran in the 2018 election. Many of those worries remained unaddressed and unchanged. I now have an additional concern for the longevity of our community, considering current uncertainty in the oil sector and the public health emergency putting additional strain on our fragile local economy and the lives of our citizens. I remain informed on state-level events and developments as part of my job, and until recently, I have traveled the state regularly for educational opportunities pertaining to state and municipal government. I consider myself working class, and I pride myself in that title. I'm running in part because I believe the working class and young people are not adequately represented in government, and I take responsibility to help change that. What are the three main challenges for the city of Valdez in the next 5 years? As a potential city council member, how do you plan to address these challenges? James Devin submitted the following response. The primary challenges in Valdez are all three related to infrastructure. The first is our limited economic diversification. We've relied too long on only a few industries. To incentivize business development, we can facilitate adaptive use of existing spaces or enact a business diversity ordinance to limit incursion of major chains into Valdez. We can offer incentives, give preference to local business, and open a small business office within the city administration. This is especially important with the changes caused by COVID-19 and the falling oil price. Second is housing. Our housing is the most expensive on the Alaska road system. This is due to limited developable real estate and can be solved with new infrastructure to support more housing, zoning to allow multifamily apartments in larger buildings, or reconsidering of municipal codes to include varying structure types. Third is crumbling facilities. This is recently being addressed, but I believe it needs to be at the forefront of city planning. We either need new, purpose-built facilities and infrastructure to replace what exists, or intelligent repairs that take into account the type of damage we see repeatedly. What experience do you have with budgeting and managing people and finances? James Devins submitted the following response. I have taken accounting, bookkeeping, and business management courses, as well as on-the-job training in budget management. I work currently for a nonprofit organization that relies partially on state and federal subsidies, which have dwindled significantly in the time I have worked there. We have met the challenge not only to maintain the same standard of service, but also to expand our services while having significantly lower state and federal contributions through our intelligent use of resources and innovative utilization of means. I serve on the fundraising committee, which has seen great success, and I help to prepare an annual charitable gaming report. I have run my own business and employee payroll. I also recently attended a symposium on local government in Juneau, which focused primarily on municipal budgeting.